This is KERA News. I'm Bill Ziebel. Freshman State Senator Don Huffines is generating headlines this week because he wants Dallas's 13-year-old LGBT non-discrimination ordinance rescinded. Meanwhile, city officials say the aim is to protect all residents. Last week on Election Day, Houston voters rejected a non-discrimination ordinance dubbed HERO, partly because opponents called it the bathroom ordinance. They said predators would sneak into bathrooms. Senator Don Huffines now has a petition on his website with the headline, Keep Men Out of Women's Restrooms.
I think that the voters in Dallas would love the opportunity to weigh in on that issue and fully vet it.
Dallas has had its own non-discrimination ordinance on the books since 2002. Earlier this week, Dallas City Council members updated it to distinguish between the terms sexual orientation and gender identity. Huffines joins others, from Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick to some conservative groups, in expressing concern over the ordinance.
We need to sit back and look at it and look at it in a rational, calm manner and really see what's the real need, why do we need it, and what does it really do?
Raphael McDonald, a member of Dallas's LGBT task force, says this isn't a bathroom ordinance and that Huffines is using scare tactics.
There is no evidence, none at all, that there is a problem like the senator alleges. We expect our lawmakers to represent everyone and not just make stuff up. And that's what's going on here. That is what is disturbing.
Other Texas cities, including Austin and El Paso, have had similar non-discrimination ordinances for more than a decade. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings said the city's goal is to protect all citizens, including minority groups. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.